that the machlekes between the Nehuda and the first Lamenshe revolves according to the Sheet of the Ramah, that Damako in the Moker itself does not make anything. So the first Lamenshe says, where the doctor inserts an instrument inside the uterus, so even if she bleeds, but the bleeding is due not because of menstruation, because he irritated the tissue of the uterus. Now if you apply an instrument against your finger and you rub it very hard, so you told him, might start bleeding too, you know. So Mimele, it's Damako, it's not Damido. And the Rebihude Shite is that even according to the Ramah. But this is to be distinguished from Damako. This is to be distinguished. Even though, because we couldn't say, if you ask every doctor, so he'll tell you, that if you ask him, maybe by inserting an instrument into the uterus, that arouses menstrual bleeding. So he laughs at you. He says, that's impossible.
Yeah.
You couldn't, by inserting an instrument, it couldn't arouse menstrual bleeding. So why? So that's the reason of the first Lamenshest, why he says, even if she bleeds, so she stay off, because it's just an irritation. It's due to an irritation. So why does the Nebihude say that she has to count Zayinikim when the doctor inserts an instrument into the uterus? So I think that the pshat is like this now. Every menstrual bleeding, so what is it due, in a woman, the way the science explains menstruation. In other words, that every month, so there is a diminution in the blood circulate, in the blood, in the lining of the uterus, which is called endometrium. So as a result of the diminution of the blood in the endometrium, so the endometrium starts to shrink, and that gives rise to sores. The shrinking, of the lining gives rise to sores. Then it starts bleeding, because once you get it develops sores in the lining of the uterus, so it starts bleeding. So actually, the way menstruation takes place, every menstrual bleeding is Damako. It's Damako, but it's distinguished from an ulcer in the Mokea, because an ulcer in the Mokea is not Bidarach HaTeva, it's not a normal, natural thing. Whereas this Mako, menstrual bleeding, is also a Mako. But that's a natural thing. It's a natural mark. On the contrary, some women don't menstruate, so then they go to a doctor. That's an abnormal condition. So Mele, the reason as to why the Raivet and Rabbi Yehuda say that even Da Mako in the Moker itself makes her into a Nido, after all, the Torah doesn't say that if a woman has Da Mako, because the Torah says if a woman has menstrual bleeding, she's a nido. And every menstrual bleeding is a certain kind of imako. It bleeds because the lining shrinks and then it develops sores, so then mimele, it starts bleeding like any imako because of sores.
All needles
like that is really the imako. So every menstruation is really the imako. So that's why the Ayved and the Rabbi Hill say that the Mako in the Moker itself makes her into a nido, and let's say the Ramo, who Yisraeli, and he says that the Makom, the Mokia itself, on the basis of the Pashas Haloshim, the Gemara, in it, Nemenes Yishalima, the Makom Yishalim Mokia. So he, the Ramo assumed it means in the Mokia itself, not so much to the Mokia, because there is a difference between menstrual bleeding, which is essentially also a mako, that's a natural mako. That's a natural mako. In other words, if she wouldn't have that mako, so then it would be abnormal, it would be pathological. And the mako that is not a natural mako. Some melee, the Mehuda shit is, what's the chat in Mehuda? It's not that the Mehuda was so naive as some of the, you know, the enlightened people. So think, Yehuda didn't know science, so that's why he was chilling on the transformation. Otherwise, it wouldn't make sense if he knew science. Yehuda also knew that. I mean, that was known in Yehuda's days too. I mean, the scientific explanation of menstruation, because there is a shrinkage in the lining of the uterus, resulting from the diminution of blood, you know, that takes place after ovulation. So the Yehuda said that felt that the reason as to why the Ramo says that the Mako in the Mocha does not make her into any door, because even though every menstrual bleeding is a certain type of mako, because menstrual bleeding is a natural mako. That's a derech ha'ilom. That's a derech ha'ilom. If she wouldn't have that mako, so she would have an abnormal condition. Mashenkin, an unnatural mako, something so that does not come within the Gzeres HaKosuv of Dam Nido. Mashim came where the irritation, the mako, results from medical treatment. Let's say the doctor puts in an instrument. So if it results from medical treatment, so then it's also considered as a natural mako. It's not the mako because of a sickness. Some male
a natural marker.
What is that?
It's a natural marker, not a natural marker that the doctor sticks in.
Yeah, because he does it. He does it in order to find out and to cure her, you know, the condition, and to see. Some male, it's not an unnatural marker. Some male, she is in it. That's the shite of the
name. Really?
But according to the Bais Yosef, that any marker in the Mokia makes sense in it all. Then, of course, if a doctor puts in an instrument and then she bleeds, so she's in it all according to the Raya Chitin of Bais Yosef. Right. Now the taste lesson. Shavua Basloi Pasch. There's the next important thesis. Shavua Basloi Pasch. Mikan Umer Abnetam. The Yildes Bizeiv, Oy Bizmana Ze, the Kule Noshim Hashvinon Ki Yildes Bizeiv, because of the Takonas Rabzere, She Seifri Nacha Yemei Tumas Aleido Shiva Nikim, V'ro'aso b'meitea akelem tfilo enes isares. The question is whether a yield is b'zeiv or b'zman hazeh. So every yield is b'zeiv from the Rabbanon. So then she has to count Shivanikim, and suppose so she counted Shivanikim, she counted Shivanikim, and then after she counted Shivanikim, before she went Tfile, she saw Dam, in the Himitea, so it's not Tzisal Mafreya the Zayniki. That's what Ramatam says. The Oma Hoche, the Chiruaso Shabua Shlishi, according to Levi, the Leisosro. In other words, the Gemara here says, according to Levi, Useshni Mayonis. So if a woman, let's say, stopped bleeding after the lady, let's say, on the first day, and then she counted from the second day till the eighth day, Zayniki, and then on the 14th day, she started to have a flow, and she was shifas into the 15th day. Shifas, you see. So, the home arochet, the chiroas, or shavua shlishi, she shifas, the risoso, af al gav, did am tomiu. So, it's not seiser, even though it's dam tomei, because according to Levi, so by shifas, it emanates from a mayim tomei. So the dam that comes out on the night of the 15th as a continuation, a hemshech, of the flow that started in the afternoon of the 14th, so is dam tomei. And still, it is toer. So, and still, it is toer. The risosro afal gav, because here the Gemara says, the boy is saying me, the shifas vosofagotane, hoche biyoleres nikibu zeivaskinan, the shavua kama paske, shavua basre loy paske, ukosova yimeli dosa shin reben ilon lo lisfirazi voso. So bisham ay hochu bisham elishitoson, that it's toya, and bishil elishitoson, that it is Tomei. So the question, if the halacha had been that an Yeledes Bezeiv, if she sees down after she counted Zayiniki, so then it says Alma Freya, so how could the Braise say Holchu Bishama Lishitoson Ubisir Lishitoson? So Kolshkin, and here the Gemara says it, Alibe de Levi. So Kolshkin de Rias Dam Tea Enos Iseres Da Filu Bisileo Din Tamim Lach Vyovish Meide Di Also Los Firosa Meide Di Also Los Firosa. In other words, so what is Ramtam Shiti? Ramtam Shiti is the thief a Yeledes Bezeiv, or a Yeledes today, Bizmanazeh. So the Rabbanon, they all have a din of Yeledes Bezeiv because of Takonas Habzeiah. So if she counted Zayiniki, and then after she completed the count of Zayiniki, before she went Tfilah, she saw Dam Yemeitea. So it's not Sisal Mafreya, the whole count of Zion, the whole count of Zayiniki. And the Rai is from this Gemara. What's the Rai of this Gemara? Because what does the Gemara say? So he says, Afal gav di dam tomehu, according to Levi, Kol shkin diriyas dam teya, Enes iseres, Dafil bisirel di mitamin lach biyovesh, Meide di also los firoso, because teis veshite is not like the reef. Shite. In other words, teis veshite is that when Bisil say mitam lach v'yovesh, it only means ligavitum vitara mitam v'yovesh. The dam is mitam. But the woman doesn't have to count Zayiniki. So Mimele, when the Braise says, Yeledes Bezeiv, Shesofo v'litovlo, v'roaso, hocho b'shama l'shitoson, u'bisila l'shitoson, so that means bishamel lishitoson, that the dam itself is not mitamei, and the bisil lishitoson, that the dam itself is mitame, but the isha, if can, doesn't have to count anything. That stays a shite. So the question is, but if a rias dam toa, a discharge of dam in a tea, he says Mafreya, the count of Zainikim. So here, how could Bisil say Mitanu Lachriolish? But the woman herself doesn't have to count Zainikim. But she should have to start counting Zainikim in you.
Why?
Because it says Mafreya. So it's a raya that a rie in the imite al after she completed the count of Zainikim, is not Seisal Mafreya. But whether not Yimitea, suppose she, it's not Yimitea, not a Yeredes, but just a Zoved Moy who saw Dam on three successive days. On three successive days in the Yimezide. So she had to count Zainikim. And she counted Zainikim. Then she didn't go Tfilah. And then on the 8th day, the 9th day before she went Tfilah, she had a discharge of Dam.
Yeah.
A discharge of Dam. So is that Seisal Mafreya or not? So that's the next question. Umikam ein leichiach al zobo sheini yilades. She sofro Zainikim viroaso. Now here, according to Levi, so it's from the mind tome, it's a fast. So it is Gerem Latume, Mikom Okein, Eni Nase Bas Nide Veloi Zove. Uchshetifzak is there on yad, is there on yad, umikom okay, the niradish the almen nameloi sasre, the mistabre de instire mireles el bisecha cheshbin, kidikoma aviachatita, shaleitumon afsekes bneem, avoracha spiraloi. Mil di don di islon chumre drebzere, pshitri says, da flutovo viroaso tzrezanikim. Oh, of course, that's the vaposh. So Teisves discusses two questions. First, Teisves discusses the question of a Yeledes Bizein, who counted Zainikim, and the Kori Rav Netam is the one who discusses it. Now, Rav Netam paskens like a Abaye, that ye may lead a shein reben in a ilis lishira zivoso. So that means, according to Rav Netam, this woman must have counted as Zainikim not in the Yemelede, because he paskens like a Abaye. So she must have counted as Zainikim in the Yemitea, because in the Yemelede she couldn't count Zainikim. So she had to count Zainikim in the Yimitea after Yimitimasli. So that means a woman, let's say, let us in Kabo. And she was Tmeo 14 days. She couldn't count Zainikim according to Raman Tam's Psak, even if it had been Lady Abeshte. Because Yimilede Sheinareoben, Abaye says, in an Elis. So then she started to count Zainikim on the 15th day. So she counted 7 clean days from the 15th day till the 21st day. So the night of the 22nd day, she could have gone through it, but she didn't go through it. She didn't. Then on the 22nd day or the 23rd day, before she went through it, she had a flow. She had a flow. So Rabban Tam says, it's not Seisei Alim Afreya Zainikim. And since it's Damteya on the 22nd day,
after the
80th, so Mimele, she's in the first of Iowa, she doesn't even have to to wait till the flow stops. I'm not talking about dinner anymore. So Mimele, she doesn't have to.
Even she doesn't have to be tovo.
What is that?
She just has to be tovo for the zava.
She doesn't have to be tovo
for the second time.
Yeah, that's right. She just has to be tovo because she wasn't in analysis yet. But she doesn't even have to wait. I mean, prior to takanas hatfila. So certainly, she could go tefila even before the flow stops. That's what Hanatam says. And the raya is from this gemara. Because here the gemara says, in the braise of Yuletis Bizei, she sofra v'leitovlo, v'hiroaso, holcho b'shama lishitoso, nubisila lishitoso, b'shima lishitoso. And the gemara applies it to shifas, only with the lady. So the flow started in the afternoon of the 14th. She already counted Zayniki, because this braise goes according to Rove, that he made Tumas Leide Shini Reben, so Eilin Zayniki. So she completed, let's say, the Zayniki on the 8th day of the Leide. And then on the 14th, the flow started again, and it continued into the 15th. So Bisham, I say that the dam that emanates on the 15th, so is Dam Toya. And Basil say, no, it's Dam Tome. But the woman herself doesn't have to count Zainikin, because that's Raman Tom's shot in Basila. Only the dam is Tome. But the woman herself doesn't become a need or a new. So she can be developed, and then the moment it subsides, the flow subsides, she can be developed in Muteres Lebailo. But since she's in Yoledes B'Zeiv, and now she had a Rie, if there could be a Stirlem Afreya after the completion of the Zayin Nikim, some Mele it should be Stirlem Afreya. So why does the Braise say Holcho Bishama Lishitoson or Bisil Lishitoson, and Bisil only say that the dam is Mutami, but the woman herself does not become male or new, does not become
male?
Yeah, she doesn't have to count. That's the raya from that. So Hamatam says that's only a raya from this gemore that the Yeledes B'Zeiv who counted Zayinikin, and then in the Yemitea she saw dam, so it isn't Seisea. But how about a Zobe, a regular Zobe, who counted Zaynikin, and then she saw dam, maybe that is Seisea on Afreya. Maybe that is Seisea on Afreya. There's a difference, because if a Zobe Gmure counted Zaynikin, and then on the 8th day, she saw dam, so then that makes her into either a Nido or a Zove, depending whether it's in Nido or in Mezive. Either a Nido or a Zove Ktane. So it's Mitame. So maybe it is Ezel Mafreya. Mashenkin here, it's not Mitame anymore, even according to Levi that she fasts. So the moment it stops, so then she can be Tiveles and be Muteres Lebailo. Some Mele, it's not Seisea. But then Ramatam says that it's Mistaber, that even by a regular Zove, so it is Seisea. Alright, now this is, so Ramatam says that from this Gemara there is only a Raya that after a Letters B'Zeiv finish counting Zayinikin, and if she has a dam, a discharge of dam in the Yemiteya, so it's not Seisea on Afreya. But there is no raya that by a regular Zove, if after she counted Zayinikin, she has a discharge of dam, so it's not Seisea. Maybe there it is Seisea. But it's Mistaber that even over there it's not Seisea. Now, the shita of the Rif is, the way the Maram of Gutenberg, says that it is Seisea. And because of that, and And according to the Riv, that's the machlekes between Bishamai and Bisilal. So when Bisilal say, Holchu Bishamai Lishitoson, Ubisil Lishitoson, so according to the Maram Gutenberg's pshat in the Riv, so it's not like Avnetam says that Bisil Shitosa means that the dam is tummy, but the woman herself does not become pneo new. No, Bisil Shitosa it means that according to Bisil she has to count Zainikim. So this is what the Chiddush HaRashba says. In regard to the Hamnetam's Chaya from this Gemara, so he says this Gemara doesn't say that according to Bisilal it's not Seisea. This Gemara only says that according to Bishamai it's not Seisea. Holchu Bishamai Lishitoson, that the dam is there, of course the dam is there, so she should certainly stay on and doesn't become Tmeo new. She has to be developed because she didn't go to Tmeo as yet, so she has to be developed. But according to Bisilal that she is Tmeo, it means not only that the dam is Tmeo, that she becomes Tmeo new and she has to start counting Zayin Nikim new. So there is no Raya. So what's the Raya of Teisves? Because Teisves, Lishitose, they assumed that when Bisil say mitame lach liyovish, it only means the dam is mitame, mikabitares, not that the woman is marrying you. The woman is not marrying you. Because it's damtia, the dam itself is mitame. You see, that's what the Chiddush HaRashba says in regard to Teisves Raya. But then, the Chiddush HaRashba asks Ikashe against the Rif Shite. Now the Rif Shite is, the Rif doesn't say it explicitly. I mean, according to the Maram Rutenberg says it in the Rif. According to the Maram Cheshpshat in the Rif, so the Rif doesn't even say it. But the Maram Rutenberg says that that's the Shite of the Rif. That when Bisilal say that in Tamilach Yoveh, she doesn't mean the dam is mitame. If Truma comes in contact with the dam, so that emanated, in the Yimei Teah before Tfile, so the Truma becomes tame. No, it means that the Isha has to start counting Zayin Nikim in you, because it's Yisrael Matreya. Because B'yeme Utfile Tala Rachmane. B'yeme Utfile Tala Rachmane. Now the question is, the Rashba asks Ikashe against the Shittes of Eve. He mentions a Raya from this Gemara. Now, we'll see. I don't have the Chiddush HaRashba here, but I have the Rav Amir here. Yesh Gishem here, the Rav Amiri, on page 121. Shalidaz Bisilal, Hoyo Vidamayil de Shalitovlo, Mitami Lach Vyovesh, Afoyisho Nases Beinido, Utsricho Lispe Ashivo. So she has to count 7 days. She becomes Tmeo Inu. Vika Advorim, שכל יחר שיבו לזוכו ושבועיים לנקבו so אף על פי שאדם עצמי מתעמי אין נעשי סניבו בישריה that's like thesis ויש חיו לדבר so that is mentioned Rabbi Avraham Seifer pointed out that the Chiddush HaRashba mentions it in the name of Rabbi Yehine, who mentions it in the name of Rabbi Shimshon. I don't know whether it means the Rash, I don't know, whether it's a different Rabbi Shimshon. Maybe the Rash, I don't know of any other Rishon in those days with the name Shimshon. Maybe it's the Rash. So he mentions a raya from the Gemara, v'reish raya l'davo, sh'ai omru b'shifas, mitech shivo l'acha shivo, rav l'kule, v'ai mi'acha sh'nido v'yeledes, v'yeledes t'filosom b'laylo al koponim, hoyu b'shifas, ha'i reya l'acha shivo, v'af al pikein, t'ibeles in shkioso, v'af al pikein, t'ibeles in shkioso. So the Rashbo and the Miri, they mention Kashi against the Shiva Sarif. It's the Firashi Gemara contrary to that Shiva. Because the Gemara says, Miki Benai, Shifas Mitech Shiva Lacha Shiva, Umitech Aboso Leacha Aboso. So Rav Reisha Likule. So that means that according to Rav, so if a woman is shifas, mitech shiva lacha shiva, mitech yudalet lacha yudalet, so she can be tibeles and she's mutaris lebailo. According to the shita of the Riv, now we pass on like Bisila. So b'yemu utvile tole rachmone. So that means that the Yimiteya do not begin until Tvile. The Yimiteya do not begin until Tvile.
Yeah.
Until Tvile. So why is Ravli Kule?
Yeah.
Ravli Kule, she wasn't Tvilesis yet.
Maybe
that's the
Kashe.
No.
Maybe she was Tvilesis.
One second. That's the Kashe of the Rashbo and the Miri. So she can be tibeles, but according to the Riv, so she is nasis benido tzricholis per shiva. So even if she be tibeles, she has to count 7 days first, and then be tibeles, because she becomes a nido anew.
A nido anew. Doesn't have 7 clean days.
I say, on the basis of the new bleeding. So we have to give the Teretz what I said at the beginning of this year. In other words, here we have to visualize a case where the woman was developing in the water all the time. Or the Ben Hashmoshes. So Mele, the Yimeya started as soon as the 7th day terminated. So he did not defer the beginning of the Yimeya. Okay. A few weeks ago, by the Mishneh Daflam Mevora Mebeis, if a woman has labor pain and she bleeds and she has a discharge of dam, so she's a nida. So the Gemara will explain it. Because the Lashon is very strange. like this, the halacha is that if a woman has a discharge of dam, it depends. If it's in Yemei Nido, she becomes a Nido. If it's in Yemei Zivo, so she becomes a Zovektane. And if she sees dam in Yemei Zivo 3 days in succession, so then she becomes a Zovedele. But how can Mishnah say if a woman in the course of the labor, so she has a discharge of dam, she's a Nido? Even if it happens in the Yemei Zivo, so in the Yemei Zivo she doesn't become a Nido, so she becomes the first time she sees dam is of a Ktane, not a Nido. So the Gemara has that. Hamikasha Nido. Now, there is a special Zeras HaKosuf that if a woman has a discharge of dam in the course of pain, let's say she is expecting to give birth to a baby and she has pain, and while she has pain, which seemingly is labor pain, so she has a discharge of dam. So if it happens in the Yemei Nido, then she becomes Tmeya. But if it happens in the Yemei Zivo, there is a special Zeros HaKosuf, she doesn't become Tmeya. Now, Dam Kishu Istoya. Dam Kishu Istoya, if it happens in the Yemei Zivo. But if it happens in the Yemei Nido, then it's Tome. So that's Halacha. The Dam Kishu Yemei Zivo Istoya. No, there is such a thing, it's called Loshen Yodom false labor pay. You probably heard of false labor pay. In other words, a woman will think she'll have a lot of pain and she'll think she has to go to the hospital, and the doctor will tell her to go to the hospital, so go to the hospital, she'll stay there 2 days, 3 days, then she'll come back home. But she had pain as if she was about to give birth to a baby. So that's called false labor pain. It's called false labor pain. That's a figure of speech. I mean, there is no deception. The pain is pain. The pain might be more painful than if it hadn't been false. But in other words, since it did not result immediately in delivery of the baby, so we call it in English false labor pain. So this is now the Halacha. There is a special Zeros HaKosuf, the Dam Kishu B'nei Zivo Istoya. Only if the Dam Kishu turns out to be real Kishu, true labor. But suppose there is Dam Kishu B'nei Zivo, and then it turns out that it's false labor, so then it's not Toya B'mezive, then it's Tome. Now, so what does it mean? For example, Koshisho, so this is the din that the Mishnah mentions. Koshisho Shleisho Yomim B'Sechid Alev Yeim. In other words, she was having what appeared to be labor pain. And it and 3 days while she had pain, she bled. Let's say on Sunday she had a discharge of dam and it was coupled with pain. On Monday she had pain and she had a discharge of dam. On Tuesday, in the course of pain, she had a discharge of dam. And Sunday, Monday, Tuesday were within the Yudalef Yeim Shebe Nidol Nido. What does it mean, Yudalef Yeim Shebe Nidol Nido? It means that she had actual Nidus, and then the 7th day of the actual Nidus was, let's say, on Shabbos, And then Sunday was the first day of the Yudalef Yom Shebei Nira Lila. I mean, last she's about to give birth to a baby. A pregnant woman does not menstruate, but sometimes it happens she does. Samanele, if it happened in the Yudalef Yom after actual nidus, and it was coupled with pain, so dam kishu, so koshi so shleisha yomi, biseich yalef yei, so you should say it's toya. But Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, she had pain and she had a discharge of dam. And then Wednesday, a whole misless was devoid of pain. Soft means comfortable. Wednesday, homelessness for 24 hours, so she was devoid of pain. Devoid of pain, let's say, at 6 p.m. Tuesday evening, so the pain subsided, and she was comfortable till 6 p.m. Wednesday evening, 24 hours, a whole day. We saw some slates, the older, and then Wednesday night she gave birth to a baby. So what does that show? That the pain she had on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday was false labor pain, because it didn't result immediately in birth. In other words, on the contrary, it was followed by 24 hours of total comfort, no pain whatsoever. Some melee, we say, it's retroactively determined that the vlad, the dam she saw on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, while at that time it appeared to be dam machmas vlado, but in view of the fact that after the 3 years she had the Wednesday day completely comfortable, so that shows, that indicates, that determines retroactively that the Riyas Dam on Sunday, Monday and Tuesday was not Machmas Vlado. It was false labor pain. It wasn't real labor pain. Only the dam that is discharged in the course of real labor pain, bimei zivo istoya. But the dam that is discharged in the course of false labor pain is not toy. Yes?
If after she saw dam for 3 days, then she was fast for 1 day, and she had dam koshi again.
As long as there was a substantial period of Shefi, some melee, he determines retroactively that the dam she saw on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday was not dam achas vado. Was not dam achas vado, because it was false labor pain.
Even she sees Dan Toshi one day after shopping, so we still say that first 3 days of Dan Toshi, she shopping one day.
As long as there was a pause in the pain for 24 hours, according to Rebbe Elazar, so Mimele, the dam she saw before, is not amkesh. But yet pain, that's false labor pain. In other words, only damkeshi of real labor pain is toya. But damkeshi of false labor pain is not toya. So what makes it into false labor pain? The fact that there was a substantial pause of comfort. What is considered a substantial pause of comfort. So you have a machlokes tanoim on that. According to the Blazer, a 24-hour period of comfort is makes the heretofore pain into false layer pain. Divrei Blazer, Rabbi Yeshua Meir, Laila Vien, Kilele Shabbos Vien. So, in other words, Rabbi Yeshua says 24-hour period of comfort is not enough. For example, let's say she had pain on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, and she had a discharge of dam in the course of pain on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. And let's say, suppose she had a discharge of dam. She had a discharge of dam on Tuesday 1 p.m. Tuesday 1 p.m. Then 1 minute after 1 p.m. Tuesday, the pain subsided. And she was comfortable till Wednesday 2 p.m. So she had the period of 24 hours of comfort, not only 24 hours, 20. The boy, 14 days, if she gave birth to her, but she's healed as Bezeit, she has to count Zion Nikin, according to Rabbi Elazar, because between the termination of pain and the birth, there was a period of at least 24 hours of comfort. So that determines, according to Rabbi Elazar, that the pain she had in the course of the discharge, coupled with the discharge, was false little pain. Rabbi Yeshua says no. Only if there is a period or a whole day of comfort, like Leili Shabbos V'Eimi, in other words, if, let's say, she'll have a discharge coupled with pain on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, and then 1 minute before 6 p.m. Tuesday, the pain subsided, and then she'll be comfortable from 1 minute before 6 p.m. Tuesday till 6 p.m. Wednesday. So she had not just 24 hours of comfort. She had 24 hours too, but in addition, it was a full day, like Leili Shabbos V'Eimi. And then Wednesday night, let's say at 6:30, she'll give birth to a baby. Then it will be determined retroactively, Lima Freya, that the dam keishi was false labor pain. Mimele it's done. But if the 24 hours of comfort ends in the middle of the day, it begins in the middle of the day. Let's say at 1 p.m. Tuesday it begins, and it ends 1:30 p.m. Wednesday, and when she gives birth, then she doesn't have to count Zayniki. That's the machlekes between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yehoshua. Rabbi Yehoshua ima laila v'yayim ki leilin Shabbos v'yayim she sofso min ha-tzar v'lo min adam. In other words, the sofso, the sheifi, doesn't depend upon the fact that the dam subsided. even though the dam kept on flowing, but as long as the pain subsided, so that determines the heretofore discharge as a discharge in the course of false labor pain, not real labor pain. The important criterion is the pause from tsar, not the pause from dam. Kamohi kishuyel, Rab Meir imei rapirar boyin b'chamishim yev. You know, sometimes a woman begins to have pain, labor pain, false labor pain. So, just a few days before she gives birth to a baby. And sometimes a woman will begin to have pain many days before she gives birth. It depends. Of course, if you'll ask a doctor, so the doctor will tell you, it all depends. Sometimes the baby begins to drop, let's say, 30 days before delivery. Some male, she has pain. Why does a woman have pain close to delivery? Because the baby pushes down. Some male, she has pain. So the question is, this halacha, the damkishu historia, is there, does the damkishu have to take place relatively close to the delivery? But if the damkishu takes place remote from the delivery, then it's not toya. Or it doesn't make any difference. So the halacha is no. The damkishu, in order to be toya, is only shayach when it's close to the delivery, not if it's remote from the delivery. What is considered close, what is considered remote? So again, we have a machlekes tanoim. So, according to Rabbi Meir, our burden the chamishim yeim is the limit. One of shech. If the limit is aboyim, so aboyim. If the limit is chamishim, so it's chamishim. So you may explain it. If she's a healthy woman, so then the limit is aboyim. If she's a weak woman, so then the limit is chamishim, 50 days. So in a healthy woman, if she has a discharge of dam coupled with pain within 40 days from delivery, from the birth of the baby, or the miscarriage, you might all discuss how about the miscarriage. You see, if within 40 days from the birth, prior to the birth, within 40 days prior to the birth, so then is damkishu istoya. And if she's a sick woman, so as long as the discharge of dam is coupled with pain within 50 days prior to the birth, so it's toya. But suppose it's 60 days prior to the birth, so then it's not toya. It is a limit. It is a limit. According to Rabbi Yude, it depends. If it's in the ninth month, if the damkeishi takes place in the ninth month of the baby, so then the ninth month of the baby, so then it's toya. But suppose it takes place in the eighth month of the baby, in the seventh month of the baby, in the sixth month of the baby, so then it's toya. Now, is it just a question of the Gezeiras HaKosuf? When does the Gezeiras HaKosuf apply? Rab Yehisi ve Rab Shimon Eimrim, and that's the way we pass him. Ein Kishu Yehisi HaMishtei Shabbosis. Only if the Dam Kishu takes place within 2 weeks, 14 days, prior to the birth. But if it takes place, the Dam Kishu, 15 days prior to the birth, then the Gezeiras HaKosuf doesn't apply, then it's tummy. All right, now, Rashi. It's a very difficult Gemara. Amikasha v'ro'as adam harei ze nido uv'gmore poriach u'mitaref lo. Kosher so machmas vat, because there's the zeres akosuf of domo machmas atzmo v'loi machmas vodo. That in the Yemezile, if it's dam machmas vat, dam in the course of labor, in the course of pain, so is toy. Yomim b'sichachados ha-yomim shebinir nido v'ro'aso kol shloshtem ha-yomim ritzufi in succession v'sofso shivested v'sofso mitzah meis leis b'rabi, the fourth day, the same Wednesday v'yoldo, and then after a pause of comfort of 24 hours she gave birth. So it's determined retroactively. Igloyim mil se di domim sheroaso loybo machmas vlad hilka hareizu yuledes bizei avolim loisofso somukhulidoso kol domim sheroaso machmas vladu virachmono tarino mizive dirksiv zeiv domo domo machmas atzmo v'lei domo machmas vlad. Laila v'lei, that's Rabbi Yeshua. It's not just 24 hours that can start, let's say, at 1 p.m. Tuesday and end 1 p.m. Wednesday. It has to be a 24 hours of Laila v'lei. In other words, if the pain subsides, let's say, a moment before 6 p.m. Tuesday, when the evening begins, I mean, I'm assuming that it's an equinox day. I mean, so I say 6 p.m. And she has comfort till 6 p.m. Wednesday evening, and then a few minutes after 6 p.m. Wednesday evening she gives birth to a baby, so then she is not Yeledes Bizei. So then she is Yeledes Bizei. I'm sorry. She is Yeledes Bizei. Laila v'yayim dimsofso b'chatzi yom shlishi on Tuesday v'yolda yom revi disofso meis leis ein zu sheif elin kinsofso laila v'yayim Shalacha halaylo kilili Shabbos v'yeme. Kil Shabbos v'yeme. Now the Chiddush HaRashba, now I would suggest, I know that the regular Chiddush HaRashba does not have the Chiddush HaRashba on Niskusim, but the Chiddush HaRashba on Niskusim is very important. More important than the Chiddush HaRashba on the other Pesukim on Niskusim. So if you have one Gemara, make a xerox copy of the Chiddush HaRashba on Niskusim, because every Rashba in Niskusim is important. You have to delve into every shura, into every word of the Rashba. It's very important. I mean, it's not like a regular Rashba is always important, but especially on Niskusim, because we don't have too many Rishenim, you know, on Misachas Nide. And on Niskusim especially, we have very few Rishayim. And the Chiddush HaRashba is very mild. Now, the Chiddush HaRashba, on this Mishneh, he asks a strange question. He says, why does Rabbi Yeshua have to say, in the name of Tesfas, but we don't have it now, Tesfas. So, he says, the Tesis says the Kashe, why does the Yeshua say Laila v'yayim kil l'shabbos v'yayim? Let him say Laila v'yayim. Why kil l'shabbos v'yayim? It's superfluous. And it's a strange Kashe. So he says, so Tesfis gives the Teretz that in order to be considered Hilaris Bezeiv, according to Rabbi Yeshua, it's not enough to have Laila V'yei. But by Shabbos, there is Aloche of Tesfis Shabbos. You have to be Meisif Mechilal HaKedesh. You have to start Shabbos a few minutes earlier. And then B'tiyose also, you have to finish it with a few minutes later. A few minutes later. As a matter of fact, there is a machlokes v'sheni. The Shittas HaRambam is that the whole chiyuv of Tesfes only applies to Yom Kippur, not to Shabbos and Yom Kippur. There is Tesfes is chal on Shabbos and Yom Kippur. But you are not mechuyev to be meisik on Shabbos. Only in Kippur, and in Kippur itself, only in respect to the Tomes, there is a chiyuv of Tesfes, not in respect to Moloch. But all the other Rishayim are chilek on the Rambam, because the Pashtes of the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah tends to indicate, not like the Rambam, that there is a chiyuv, a mitzvah of Tesfes, of Tesfes on all Shabbos in Yom Tevi. Now, so that's why the Mishnah of Yeshua emphasizes Laila V'yein Kili Shabbos V'yemei, in order to advise us that it's not enough, let's say from 6 p.m. Tuesday till 6 p.m. I'm mentioning an example of an equinox day, you know, from sunset to sunset, from 6 p.m. Tuesday to 6 p.m. Wednesday. But it has to be, let's say, from a few minutes before 6 p.m. Tuesday till a number of minutes after 6 p.m. Wednesday. It has to include not only the 24-hour period from 6 to 6, but also the Tesfes Bichnisosei and the Tesfes Bitziosei. That's why Rabbi Yeshua emphasizes Laila V'yein Kili Shabbos V'yein. So he mentions it in the name of Tesfes. So Adavuche, we see from that sheet of Tesfes that Rabbi Yeshua Rashba mentions that Tesfes, immediately, we don't have the Tesfes, holds that there is a shield of Tesfes, because Tesfes in Beitze, Tesfes in Beitze says that Tesfes Shabbos does not have a shield. Many Rishayim say, any shield, even a minute. I mean, I can't say an infinitesimal fraction of a minute, of a second, because that wouldn't be true, because since there is a few of Tesfes, so it has to be perceived the Tesfes. In other words, if it's a fraction of a second, so it cannot even be perceived. But as long as the person feels that he rests not only on the Shabbos itself, but a moment before Shabbos, no matter how small it is, so it's enough. There is no shia. But that many of the Rishayim say it. But the Meir in Erev says there is a shia. Now, if there is a shia, so the question arises, what is the shia? What is the minimum? What is the minimum? So the maximum prior to Shabbos is from Plag HaMincha. In other words, if you want, you can be Meisif Shabbos from the Plag HaMincha. Suppose a Jew says, I want to start Shabbos 1 p.m. Friday. So it's stupidity. He can't start Shabbos 1 p.m. So the maximum, the earliest that he can start Shabbos is from Plag HaMincha. Plag HaMincha. What does Plag HaMincha mean? It means in an equinox day, it is 75 minutes. Shor v'reva shor. and the days longer, so it's Isho's manis. Isho's manis, 1/12 of the length of the day, plus 1/4 of 1/12. So it's 75 minutes in an equinox day. So that's the maximum you can be meisiv b'chnisosi. Now b'tziosei, so I mentioned yesterday what the Shvil HaLeket says. The Shvil HaLeket agrees with the shita of the Kohor. So when does Shabbos end? Just 3/4 of a meal subsequent to sunset, but there is a mitzvah you can be meisiv until Dalad Mili. That's the maximum. But what is the minimum? So if we say like the Rishayim, that there is no shield, so there is no shield in the minimum. Even 1 minute, as long as you can feel that you are meisiv, so is enough. But if we say it as a shield, obviously, this thesis in Ide that the Chiddush HaRashba mentions, he holds that it has a shiur. So what is the shiur? So the Miri in Erevim, the Rishayim don't discuss it. Just two Rishayim discuss it. The Miri in Erevim, and there is a Shit Mukubetes, in Psochim, in Tat Psochim, in Beit. Alright. Now, the Miri in Erevim says that the minimum shio of Teisves, Bichnisose and Bitsiose, that is obligatory, is 1/10 of an hour, 6 minutes. An hour is 60 minutes. So 1/10 of an hour is 6 minutes. Right now, so where did he get the period of 6 minutes? That's another question. I don't want to discuss it. But that has to do, you know, with the time that it takes the sun to set completely below the horizon. So it takes about 2 minutes approximately, at least 2 minutes, you know, for the setting process. From the time the sun begins to set until the time the sun completes to set is 2 minutes approximately. Of course, it depends upon the latitude too, but it's at least 2 minutes. Then there is 4 minutes that explains 2 minutes, but what about the other 4 minutes? There is a difference in time between the setting of the sun at sea level and the setting of the sun at mountain level. I mean, when I say mountain level, I mean, it depends what kind of mountains. Mount Everest is much later, I mean, than other mountains. So the Horim HaGvoyim Be'art Yisrael. So the Horim HaGvoyim Be'art Yisrael, so it's 4 minutes later than at sea level. So now if you combine the 2 minutes of the setting process and the 4 minutes between sea level and mountain level, so you get 6 minutes. I think that's the reason as to why the Miri says that there is a minimum of 6 minutes. Of 6 minutes of Teisves. Yes?
Isn't
Tosfos
Yetzer says
what after Shkina? What is
it? Tosfos Shabbos considered after Latin Yetzer, considered after.
Yeah, but there is no purpose in realizing Teisves before Teis, after Teis, because until Teis you are bound to observe Shabbos mitzad the etzem yim of Shabbos. I mean, you can't just in vacuum. So there is no practical tasteless. Tasteless has to have practical significance, not just on a theoretical level. So when does it have practical significance? If the tasteless is realized before Shkia Friday and after Tzeis, Mitzvah Shabbos. Otherwise, what kind of tasteless are you realizing on a practical level? You see.
But if you're based, if we can't also say precise, why are we based tasteless on Shkia, what Shkia is?
That since, I mean, let's say, suppose we knew when the night begins. And so then we would realize it, you know, prior to Shkia. Prior to Shkia, so we have to. Some may we realize it that way. We realize that. Anyway, I think that's the reason for 6 minutes. But the Shinkubetzis in Beitze mentions a very big shiur. No one observes it here. Only in Yerushalayim, there are many people who observe it. The Shinkubetzis in Beitze says that there is a chiyuv tasteless of heaven now. No one observes it. In Yerushalayim, there is a minhag to light the candles. To light the candles Friday, 40 minutes before Shkia. Whether they get 40 minutes, but it has a basis in the Shinkubetzis in Beitze. Anyway, I just mentioned it like a vorche because the Chidushi HaRashbo, mentions the name of tasteless, that's the pshat, till Shabbos V'Eimei, that there has to be not just from 6 to 6, but from a short interval, a number of minutes before 6, till a number of minutes after 6, the next day. Then it's considered change. Kiri Shabbos V'Eimei. Now, Rashi, Igloi Milse, Meis Leis Bavi, Viyoldo, Igloi Milse, Vidomim Sheroaso, Luibo Machmas Vlad, Hilkar is Yoled Bizeib, Abim Lisof Sosomach Ludoso, Kodomim Sheroaso Machuladu, Rachmona Tiran Mizile, Zichsiv Zeib Domo, Domo Machmas Hatma, Domo Machmas Vlad, Laila Vihain, Dim Sofso Machati Eim Shlishi, Viyoldo Yim Revi, Disofso Meis Leis, אין זו שייף, אל אם כן סוף סו לילה ויהם שלאחר הלילה, כאילו לישבס ויהמי, שסוף סו מן הצער ולא מן הדם, דאף על גב דחז ידם, הווה שייף. The criterion is not rest from bleeding, but rest from pain. כמו יקישויו, דלעסי לביזי ובחודם שתראה, אף להבואים אוי חמיש מיהם, אם לסוף סו ימח עוד סמוך ללדה, לא יעשת לי זיבר להב ילדת בזאת, דיו חדושו, דיו אם נתאר עסקי שי חידש אחד, חי נצ'י, only if the damkei שי takes place in the ninth month. אבל קושס או שלישו בשיח ידלת עם היזיבה, בחידש השמיני, ואפילו מקשה וילחס כל שי, הרי זה ילדס בזייב מחמשלי שו יומים של שמיני. In other words, if she has dam keishi in the eighth month, of the baby, so then she, it's not toya. Then she's tomei. She has to count zayikin. Only if she sees and 3 days in the Meizive, coupled with pain in the ninth month, but not if she sees the dam and 3 days in succession in the Yudalef Yain in the eighth month, according to Rabbi Yuri. Now the Gemara, Otu Kolam Kashe, Nideni Rashi. Im Kosh is ob Meizide, mi have Nide, wo in Nidus mi Meizei. So how can the Mishnah mention such a flat rule that whenever she has Damkeishi, so then she has a din of a nida. After all, it all depends whether it's in a nida or in a meziba. Omar Rav nida liyayimo. Let's see a Rashi. Vorekom. Hamikashe v'reyedam b'meziba. Afro gav le'asye b'li v'ziba. Miu b'yise ayin asro li'shamesh. Avo le'ereb. Tivelez v'inetzricho lishmir yim kineged yim tirachmon etare lidam keishi. Now this is Rashi's pshat and most Rashi's pshat, not in accordance with the Rashi's pshat or the Rashbo, but that's the pshat by most Rashi. The Trav's memory of Nidal Yeimo applies only to Yimei Ziva. So by Yimei Ziva there is a special Zeros HaKosu of Domo Machmas Atzmo. V'lei Domo Machmas Vlod. So mi de reise she is toyali she is teiro ligamre. Teiro ligamre. So mi de reise she is muteres libaylo even the same day that she had a discharge of dam. She discharge of dam, she doesn't have to be tevelis mi de reise. If she saw dam, b'mei kishu, midrais. But midrabonon, that day on which she saw dam, even though it was dam keishi, it was coupled with labor pain, and in yimei zive, so midrabonon, that day she lasso olivai, and at night she has to go to tefillah. With Rabbah. But she doesn't have to observe one clean day. She merits Yom Kineged Yom. Why not? After all, if she saw in the Yemizive one day done, so she should become Izovektane, the answer is, but Domo Machmas Atzmo V'Lei Domo Machmas Vodo. She saw it in the course of labor pain. So Mele, she didn't become a Zavaktan. And Midraise, she is Muteres Libailo immediately. But Midrabonon, she is Asura. The day. But at night, she can go to Vile and she is Muteres Libailo. So it's only Midrabon. Mele, it only applies according to Rashi Shite to Yimei Zive. But Yimei Nide, the Zakosov of Domo Machmas Atzmo, the Loi Machmas Vodo doesn't apply. So if she saw Damkeishi Bimei Nide, she becomes a Nide Gmure, she's 7 days. She cannot be Tiveles. She cannot be Tiveles and be Mutazava. The Rach, and that's the Pshat by Moses. The Rach is Chilik on Rashi. And the Rashbo, Chidushi Rashbo, you look up in the Chidushi Rashbo, you'll see. The Chidushi Rashbo agrees with the Rach. And he says that according to Rav, who says Nidal Yeime, so not only in Yemezive, of course, but even Yemini. So in other words, Rav holds that the Gzeres HaKosuf Midraise of Domo Machmas Atzmo Domo Machmas Vlodo is not limited to Yimei Zive, it applies to Yimei Nida as well. Now, the Gemara mentions at the bottom that Rav before his Ptis Talkes, before his Ptire, so he told Rav Ase that is chizer famishit. Okay, but Rav originally shite was that on a derisa level Dexeras Akosu of Domo Machmas Atzmo, for Loi Domo Machmas Vlad, applies not only to Yimei Zivei, it applies to Yimei as well. But mit Rabbonon, she's Asura Yisayei, Ben Yimei De, Ben Yimei Zivei. And on the Reis level, so then, on the Reis level, so she's Muteres in the Minide Kordra. But that's the Shita Drach. However, Rashi Shita and most Chaim, they say that Rav agrees with all the other Mandomas that there's just a Kosov of Doma Machmas Asun and Machmas Wad. Why is only to Yemenide, not to Yemenide? But Rav has reference exclusively to Yemenide. So Yemenide there is a sakosu of Doma Machmas Asl, Machmas Lad, but Midrabonon, she is Asur Kleis Ayin, and Berev, she is Tiveles, and Muteres Levi. One second. Shmuel says, no, if she had a Riyas Dam in the Yimei Zive one day, so then Midrabonon, so she cannot be Tiveles Le'erev. Not as Rav says. She cannot be Tiveles Le'erev. But she has to observe one extra day. Why? Because the possibility is not excluded that the next day will be completely in comfort. Then it will be determined L'mafreya that the Dam Keishi was not real Dam Keishi. It was false labor pain, not genuine labor pain. Some Mele the Xeras HaKosuf of Doma Machmas Voda doesn't apply. Only genuine labor pain. So, it only applies to genuine labor pain, but not to a discharge of Dam in the course of false labor pain. So neither I say we don't have to be chayshes, we rely on the chazoke, because we know she has paid, so we assume that she'll continue to have pain. Doesn't mean she'll continue to have pain every moment of the day, but you know, when a woman begins to have pain, so usually the pain happens every hour, every 2 hours. So we don't have to be chayshes, lest she'll have rest from pain for 24 hours or for a period of Lili Shabbos V'yemim. But Midrabonon, Shmuel says, we have to be chayshes. Maybe she will have shavi for 24 hours. Some mele chayshin on shematishpe. Now the Rashi. Now it's Yerash. Omarav, Nirlino, Vahakon, Kashre, Dam, Meziva, for Avlas, Mizive, Mibesayim, Asroli, Shamish, Avolerev, Tiveles, Mitzrelish, Meim, Kinegedian, Dirachmon, Tare, Lidam, Keishi, Ushmulom, Arapsri, Holish, Meim, Kinegedian, Mirabona, Dirachin, on Shemotishpe, Vinunsoshle, Dam, Keishi. So it will be determined, Lemafreya, that the discharge took place in the course of false labor pain. So it's not fair. Machmavan Munzo Mishamishim Zodoktane de Reise, Vanish Gores. All right. Vereb Jitzrokoma Hamkashe Niklum. He is the biggest Nikil, and we passed like that. So Reb Jitzrok said, Bimeizive, if she sees Damkeishi, Bimeizive. So she's in a clone. She's muteres lebailo completely. She doesn't even she doesn't she doesn't even have to be separated that day. Now, in the club, and we pass like that. Well, we pass like that, but of course now, so everything is tummy, you know. Everything is tummy. Even Damkeishi. Yes, again, there is, you know, a machleges rishonim, you know, between the Raivet and the Ramban. The Ramban shita is that it's all part and parcel of Takonis Rabzeir. And it's Yisroel Echmir Alatzman. Reyes Tipes Damkechav. So it doesn't make any difference. Damkeishi, Damteya, everything comes with it. And according to the Raivet, it's only Misa Takonis again. So when I say we paskun, I say it on a theoretical level, we pass, not on a practical level, because today every dam is done, whether mitzat takones rabzeira or mitzat takones againim, whatever. But we pass on a theoretical level, like Rab Yitzchok, any clue. So even Eisei Ayin, she is mishameshes in Baal, v'akatone amikash enidah. So how can Rab Yitzchok say that she is Moteres? Omarove, the Pshat in the Mishneh, Bimei Nido, Nido, Bimei Zivo, Tehoyo. That when the Mishneh says Amikash Nido, it means if she has Damkeishi in the Yemei Nido, she is a Nido. Because the Xeras HaKosuf of Domo Machmas Atzmo, Voloi Machmas Vlad, doesn't apply to Yemei Nido. But the Mizivo is there. The Gamma. Vatanya, Benichusi. Hamikasha Bimei Nido, Nido, Bimei Zivo Teiro, Keset. Benichusi, it's a riot to Rove, to Rav Yitzchok. Courses of Yimahot. She had a discharge of Dambi Kishu on Sunday. They saw Shnayim. Monday and Tuesday she was comfortable, no pain. And she had a discharge of Dam on Monday and Tuesday as well. Only she courses of Shnayim. She had Dambi Kishu. She saw Dambi Kishu on Sunday and Monday, Vesofso, and then she had a discharge of Dam on Tuesday, in comfort, Yimechot. Oy Shesofso, Vikoshiso, Vichozro, Vesofso, how is your honest mistake? Because the common denominator in all these three situations is that she had rest from pain close to birth of one day of 24 hours, let's say, according to Rav Lezer. After all, we pass from like Rav Lezer. So then Harizayim say Avol Sotso Yimechot, she had a discharge of Dam in comfort on Sunday, Vikoshes Oshnai. Then on Monday and Tuesday, she had a discharge of Dam coupled with labor pain. Oishesofs Oshnai, she had a discharge of Dam on Sunday and Monday in comfort without labor pain. Vikoshes Oyimechot. Vikoshes Oyimechot. And on Tuesday, she had, after all, on Sunday and Monday, she had a discharge of Dam in comfort, but, so she couldn't become Izovektane has to count only one day, that's all. So in order to be required to count seven clean days, she has to have a third Riyah in succession. And the third Riyah in succession was coupled with labor pain. Oy shekofso, shekoshiso, she had a discharge of Dhamma on Sunday in pain, Visopsa. And on Monday, she had a discharge of Dhamma in comfort. And because of the Koshiso, and on Tuesday, she had a discharge of Dhamma. So when could she become Mizurek Dele? Only with the final Rie on Tuesday. And that was Bikeshi. So the 24 hours close to the birth were devoid of, so head pain were not devoid of pain. Because of the Koshiso, Angel is busy. So then she stay up. She's not really busy. Kori Shaldova. Keishi Samukhulayde is Yaladit Bizay. Sheifi Samukhulayde Hare Yaladit Bizay. All right, that's very simple. Hananiye ben Achir Rabbi Yeshua Imeya. Kol shal chol kishiyo bishlishi shalo atul kol ayin kulei bishufe. Ein ziyor is bizay. Kloro shal doba lasuye mai, lasuye de Hananiye. Now let's see the Rashi. Ushmu loma ne, the ino klum. Rabbi Yitzchak says ino klum. Vafil beis ayim shameshes. So what's the pshat in the Mishnah? Mekashen nido. Biyomim oruim nidei. She's a nido midraise. Because the kosher of don machmas aspal has what does not apply to him nido. Nido the keishi litirach monalo mizive. Only in Mizid, our Mindelitia, Yamanly Kamon, Mizid is a doso yem teo, but Tani Vinichas Binichuse, Visof Soshna in Natsavol in Adam, Harzilet is Bizay, Vimwas or Kolcholish, Hoy Vishafi, some of the lady, Ninzramakeshi Shalim Mahmoud Vlad, Kolch, oh, Hanani here, there is like this, the Gemara is simple, but Hanani's Deen is not so simple. Because there are three different pshotim in Rishenim. In Hananiye ben Achi Rabbi Yeshua. Hananiye ben Achi Rabbi Yeshua says, Kol shechol kishiyo bishlishi shalo. Let's say she saw down Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Nimi Zive. And Sunday, Monday were in comfort. But the Tuesday, Rie. The Tuesday Rieh, that's the Rieh, that's the final Rieh, the third Rieh, that's the Rieh that can